RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Do you have a picky eater? You know that I've talked about these things a lot on my shows, on my AAP show, on my ACSM show, talked about nutrition on our Eat Right radio show. We talk about nutrition and picky eating all the time with children. We're always offering suggestions on how to get your kids not to be so picky. I have lots of unsolicited advice, of course, if you're listening to this show. Then it's not necessarily unsolicited, but now they're finding out that while parents are identifying picky eating in their kids, it might be a marker to identify things like depression and anxiety, because internal workings of children are very hard to know, and that when kids are picky eaters, we know that they have heightened senses. Maybe they don't like certain textures or smells or flavors of foods might be overwhelming to them. Some kids are just picky eaters because it's a control issue. It's a manipulative kind of thing to see if you're going to cook another meal for them, to see if you're going to cater to their needs, to see if you are willing to make them Kraft macaroni and cheese every single day. Some kids, that is what it is. But for others, new studies are suggesting, in the Journal of Pediatrics, some studies are suggesting that this could be a marker. So I'm going to be less... What I'm going to take away from this anyway is maybe a little bit less judgmental, because I don't like to be too judgy, but I sometimes am, because I'm a cook. I love to cook. My kids eat everything. And I see so many parents who say, oh, no, don't bother cooking that. My kid won't eat it anyway. Well, why start from that place? Why start there and say, well, your kid won't eat it? How do you know? Maybe I can feed it to them in a little bit different way. Maybe they will eat it. So I get a little judgy and a little bit difficult about talking about picky eating, because I have such good eaters. But maybe I need to rethink my own values about it, because maybe it does say that there are some kids for which this might be a marker for depression or anxiety or other things that children might possibly go through. So the message here is, not only do we have to work with our picky eaters, but maybe we need to open our minds to things that we don't always think about. And I tend to do that too, so maybe I'll change along with you. Let's do it together. This is Melanie Cole. Got more great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.